This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
We're inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, and that usually means that we're going to hear some music.
Yes.
And we are.
Today we're with Total Defrag. Well, part of.
Partial. Correct. Partial Total Defrag, I guess.
A partial defrag. Is there such a thing?
It is now.
Yeah.
John and Roger, who are what percentage of Total Defrag?
Well, we have seven folks.
So two sevens.
That are on stage. I guess I should say seven players. I play guitar and sing. John is one of our lead singers. And then we have a bass player and a drummer, another good lead guitar player as well. And John's sister, which is Amy Gephardt, who is another lead singer that we have as well.
I have to ask about the name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did it come about?
Well, you know, it's funny because I'm still surprised that it's gone this well. But the Children's Museum of Northwest Arkansas, which people from all over this region are building. Anyway, they were having Dancing at the Stars in March of 2009, and I'm a board member of that nonprofit. And some of my friends that are on that board, they knew that I was in a cover band back in the late 80s and early 90s in Memphis. So they were needing some live entertainment. They needed it cheap. And you know how nonprofits are. You know,
yeah, we do. Yeah. As a matter of fact,
they're raising money.
Yes.
Anyway, they said, "Hey, could you play some '80s music?" And I'm like, "Going, well, yeah. You know, I played 40 songs, 40 '80s and '90s cover songs back then, at fraternities and sororities in the Southeastern Conference for about 4 years. Ironically." The technology business has a lot of musicians and singers. And so the company where John and I work, Telecomp, we had enough players to fill an entire band. So I asked the guys. I mean, we had everybody there, including a sound guy, of course, as you can imagine, in the tech business. So I asked the guys. They were all, you know, we weren't doing anything. And so we all decided to do it. And we started practicing. And so, you know, again, we live in an email world, and we start typing everybody, what are we going to call ourselves? And so the name came up, you know, because of being in the technology business, Total Defrag, and there you go.
I think it's fair to say that some people listening to this conversation may not know what Total Defrag is.
Yeah, John, take it up. John's a network engineer, so John can take it.
Well, there we go.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a name that was supposed to inspire '80s. The word total, obviously, and then defrag is an abbreviation of defragment. And a hard drive can get fragmented and to where the bits of data on the hard drive are no longer contiguous. And it needs to be defragmented. So it's kind of a tech term. Total defrag. There you have it.
So you got together, and you thought it was going to be a one-shot
for the
nonprofit.
That's exactly right.
Just going to get together. Let's go play.
That's right. And from that event, immediately we started getting job offers. From corporate entities. And so what we have started focusing on is playing at corporate parties, events like the Orchards Park event, not for nonprofit organizations. And we started getting offers, and we continued to play. And here we are nearly 2.5 years later, staying busy and having a great time.
You said that you do a lot of cover songs from the 80s and 90s, I believe, and there's a lot of music that came out during that time. So how do you go about narrowing down what's going to be something that you play at these events?
Great question. Well, you know, the thing is that there are some classics that I remember playing when I was playing it that would fill a dance floor. You had the Violent Femmes, Blister in the Sun. You have What I Like About You by the Romantics, 867-5309. You have certain songs that it doesn't matter if it happened in 1985 or it happens in 2015 in the future. everyone that we play for, they're going to know them. Mm-hmm. They're going to know the songs. They're going to be able to sing along. But when we first started, we had, you know, 2 months to play, to practice. I just put the songs down that I knew the best. And then I went to John and I said, John, what couple of songs do you know the best? And so we went to each of the players on what they knew the best. That was easiest, and some of those songs have survived. Some of them have not, but that's how we got started with the songs.
I've also learned that playing in a cover band, once the band grows to a certain size and becomes its own format, and you add members that have certain talents, then you want to pick out songs that fit that format, that bring out the most talented parts of your band. So.
Yeah, you know, and that's a great point to talk about. One of the members in the band that we have now is Rick Tate. Rick Tate toured for 4 years with bands like The Fix and Rat and different bands in the 80s. He is a monster bass guitar player. And really, as far as a musician goes, you know, when Rick came in, and he just joined us about 6 months ago, we have 37 songs. We hand him the music, and he looks me in the eye, and he says, that's okay. You know, you can keep the music. I mean, he doesn't need any music. I mean, he's the type that just is all over the bass with whatever you play. You just play and he plays. So we added some, of course, for this gig at Orchards Park, we have added some songs that really highlight Rick, as you can imagine. That's an example of that.
We've mentioned that Orchards Park thing, and the exact times?
People start getting there around 5, 6 o'clock. Got the blankets out, lawn chairs, coolers. It's a beautiful area. The slope is a little bit upward, so that the audience is looking kind of down at the stage. It's cool. Big fountain in the back. But the music starts from 7 to 9. We have made a band decision, and usually there's a break in there.
Just going to keep going?
Friday night, July 22nd, we are just going to keep going, and we're just going to play for 2 hours and not stop and just have a big time.
Well, we've been talking a lot about the people that aren't here, and we've made it a tradition here that when a band comes in and the whole band does not come, that we get to talk about the people that did not make it. And so what we ask is, what is the most interesting thing you could tell us about this person, or something that we may not know outside the lines? For example, their mandolin player
drives the car, practices the mandolin while driving.
While driving. And then casual.
That's worse than texting.
Yes.
Well, I find it very creative, but that's neither here nor there. The Casual Flies had a musician who could play standing up with his leg over his head.
One leg. Over his head, still play the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
So do you have any stories like that, some interesting facts about one or more of your members? You have plenty
especially
of members.
Especially since you have a sister that's in the band.
Oh,
I'm sure,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, what's up with that? Yeah. No.
I mean.
You know, and John was there first. John was our lead singer at the beginning. And it says a lot about John to allow his sister to come in and play in the band. But actually, John's the one that promoted his sister to be in the band.
Yeah, I forgot to buy her a birthday present last year. So I was like, well, to make up for it, why don't you come sing with us? You'll have some fun and that'll make up for it.
Well, what's something about her or one of the other members who's not here that you could tell us that's an interesting?
I think the thing that's interesting is most of us all have families and kids and real jobs. I know that Boom Kinetic, you know, they're in this thing for the real deal. I mean, mm-hmm. that's what they do. Ultra Suede is kind of half and half, But all of us, everybody works and has families, and I think the interesting thing is that our spouses and better halves and the other people in our lives allow us to spend the time to do it because they know how this has just been a gift. I mean, it has just been a gift to be able to get back into this and to see success, to make really good music, to get really good players in that are experienced to do this and to have fun. I'm sorry, Antoinette, I can't answer too many. I hate that we're so boring, but hopefully after
boring.
You hear the song, you'll say, God, you guys are pretty
you're
good.
You're not boring.
We'll see.
And I love that there's an amp. I think this is our first amp.
This is our first amp in here.
In the Furman Garner Performance Studio. I have two quick questions before we ask you guys to fire up that amp.
Okay.
Do you play My Sharona by the Knack?
Every... We don't yet.
Okay.
But we need to, and our lead guitar player in between songs when we're practicing, da 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 da. I mean, you just can't. We need to. Yes, yeah. And we need to, and especially the ending of the song, which is like the greatest
right.
thing in the world. Anyway,
and great guitar solo.
Absolutely.
There.
I hate that we're such good mimics, but there's nothing that Eddie Van Halen or the My Sharona guy can play that our lead guitar player and bass player and drummer can't play. I mean, and a keyboardist can't play. That's what makes a good band that does this sort of thing. So I think that he'll be able to meet that challenge, Kyle, on
okay.
My Sharona.
Okay.
And so that'll be
the gauntlet
that'll be
has a, been thrown.
That'll
yes.
be our challenge. Okay. And we have a few more big gigs coming up before the end of the year. So Kyle,
okay.
you'll be getting
we're on My
the,
Sharona watch. Excellent.
The email list, Antoinette, that I sent you. You know, we got to get Kyle
okay.
on the list.
All right.
My Sharona is at our next gig.
Okay.
Okay.
Done deal on radio.
Okay.
Challenge issued.
All right. And the second question, my last question, because I've had friends who've been in cover bands, and most have a song that they really wince, that they get asked a lot. I know that I had a friend who played in Florida for some time, and he said, boy, he never wanted to have to play Brown Eyed Girl, the Van Morrison song, one more time. He liked the song, but every time there would be, is there a song for
yes.
you that you hear and you go, oh no.
Yes. Well, you know, it's funny because Brown Eyed Girl, I would love to play. I think that he was just in Florida and he was on the beach and that was what was asked of him.
Right.
In this area, Free Bird will always be the deal. So now what we do, we played Stairway to Free Bird. I'm not sure if you've heard the Stairway to Heaven with the Free Bird lyrics done. It's all over YouTube.
No,
but anyway, so, you know, if someone just does it for fun, And we're at the time in the show where we can grab people, you know, from the dance floor onto the stage. We bring them up there and we say, hey, do you know Free Bird? And of course, they're usually our age. They say, yeah, I know Free Bird. Hey, great. We one, two, here we go. And so we play the, you know, the da 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 da, you know, the Stairway to Heaven, yeah. And then they sing Free Bird.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm ready. What are we playing today?
Well, you know, we went over our song list, and we have the song that we want to play for you because it's just fun. And you guys aren't going to sing backup with us?
I think it would be the end of Total Defrag.
I can't believe you guys.
It might be a disservice
okay.
to the listeners.
We'll see. If
we
you
don't
feel it.
If we feel it,
if
that's
you
a
feel
deal.
It,
that's a deal.
You know, but 867-5309 is a heck of a lot of fun. So we're going to play that. And then if we and we're prepared for more, but we'll just play it at
okay.
that, and we'll
okay.
see what happens.
Something I can hold on to. I know you think I'm like the others before, who saw your name and number on the wall. Jenny, I got your number. I need to make you mine. Jenny, don't change your number.
7-5-3-0-9.
Well, Jenny, Jenny, your girl for me. Well, you don't know it, but you make me so happy. I tried to call you before, but I lost my nerve. I tried my imagination, but I was disturbed. I got your number. I need to make you mine. Jenny, don't change your number.
8675309.
I've got it. I've got your number on the wall. Time for a good time call.
Jenny,
775309.